appreciate the welcome. Appreciate all that's in attendance. Appreciate the support. This is blessed to be a part of this great thing that God's doing. No matter who's up here, we're all a team. I stand with you all. We're in this together no matter what. We all got our places. We've all got a job to do. Let's go ahead and pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for another great time to come to fellowship. And we know fellowship is for us to recharge and take your gospel out to the world. May this message be a blessing to someone tonight. May it be a blessing to anyone who's here. May we take what we learned tonight and bless someone else. In your name we pray, Jesus, always. You go ahead and be seated. All right, I know I was carrying something special tonight. As many of y'all know, I'm a self-proclaimed nerd. Just love science fiction, love everything about it. So I've kind of shifted toward a different way of teaching a little bit, just to fire things up a little bit. You know, nothing wrong with that. Sometimes it gets the point across a little bit better. You know, Jesus had fun. Jesus wants us to have fun. The sad part is, in this world, there's people that's so religious that they just can't have fun. It seems like they just want it, oh, it's a hard old way. I don't remember Jesus saying it has to be a hard old way. Yeah, temptation's going to come. You're going to have hard times. But what did he say? Be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. Hallelujah. What we have here is, I have the title of the message now. I titled it, This is the Way. If you are familiar with Star Wars like I am, that is the creed of the group, the Mandalorians. I have with me the Mandalorian helmet. It is the armor of the Mandalorian. It is part of their religion. It's part of their creed. And I'm going to try to Christianize this fictional group a little bit tonight. Just for fun. It's one of my favorite things to watch, one of my favorite things to do, and there's nothing wrong with that. It doesn't take the place of God. But there are some things they live by that we can convert over to biblical principles. We know this is a fictional warrior culture. And if you have heard the phrase, like I've already said, this is the way, you've already stepped into the heart of this sermon tonight. So, we're going to get started in the fictional code, the Mandalorian code, and the Christian walk. Our first scripture that we'll be referencing tonight is Romans 12, verse 2. It says, and it's very familiar to all of us, taught it before, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The Mandalorians, they follow a strict code that sets them apart from everyone else. They say this is the way, not as a catchphrase, but as a declaration of identity, conviction, and discipline. Now, how many knows our way could be the same way? It governs their every choice, their creed, their walk. It's their life. They don't separate it. As a Christian, we also follow a way. Jesus said in chapter 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus is the way. This is the way. In your Christian walk, this is the way. Say it with me. This is the way. To say this is the way as a Christian means I choose God's standards over the world. How can I get an amen? All right. I live by grace, truth, humility, most importantly, love. Without love, we're nothing. Jesus showed us the way to love anybody. Jesus is love. If you're walking in the way of Jesus, you're going to love everybody. You can't have hate in your heart and follow and walk the way. Jesus said, if you hate your brother whom you have seen, how can you love God whom you have not seen? To also say this is the way as a Christian means I walk in obedience, even when it's costly. This walk, this way, will cost you something. This walk, this way, costed Jesus his very life. Sin was, that's paid for by the life of Jesus. That was the cost of our sin. And until we get to the point where we understand the true cost of sin, we're not going to depart from it. You have to know, the cost of sin was death. And he came here freely and paid it for us. So when you're walking the way, it's going to cost you something. But that cost also comes with many great blessings. Because He paid the cost and He gave us the free gift. He did all the work for us. It's left up to us just to accept it. So do you want to walk the way tonight? The challenge with that part is, are you living your life by the way of Christ or the way of the world? Ask yourself that in your heart. Your heart will answer it. You can't depend on your flesh. Why is it so easy for the flesh to sin? Because the flesh does not think about eternity. Plain and simple. The flesh knows it's going back to the ground and wants to have all the fun it can while it's here. But if you listen to your spirit, renew your mind, you're going to walk the way of Christ. This is the way. The next part of the creed is, a Mandalorian without his armor is no longer a Mandalore. As Christians, we also have armor. In the Mandalorian, the armor isn't just for battle, it's an identity. Each piece is forged with purpose, a sign of honor, discipline, and legacy. Ephesians 6:10 through 18 describes the armor of God. A Christian is to be girded up with truth. Without truth, nothing else matters. Because you can't tighten up your armor without a belt. The breastplate of righteousness. Jesus has already made a way for us. We are to put on righteousness. Righteousness is lived by integrity. You are to wear it. Don't leave home without it. The shoes of the gospel of peace. If you do not have peace in your life, you are not grounded. You will fall. You will get knocked down easy. Peace comes along with faith. That's why they call it walking by faith. Because without peace, your faith will not work. Because without peace in your life, you cannot trust God. And you will not move forward. Always have peace in your life. Always walk forward. That's another part of your armor. An armor is the Christian identity. The shield of faith. We must always be shielded. Because the devil is always ready to bring us our darkest day. When is he going to hit you with yours? That's why we don't leave home without our armor. We don't leave home without our identity. The helmet of salvation. Our thoughts are renewed by salvation. The very gift, the very miracle of salvation is the fact that we are now free of sin. We do not have to live by sin anymore. We are renewed creatures. The grace of God is the power to be free of all sin. Salvation will renew your mind. Salvation lets you have a new identity. Salvation lets you walk the way. Put on your helmet. Don't leave home without it. The sword of the Spirit. Be ready to fight. The Christian life is not always just defense. Sometimes you've got to fight the devil. Like the Mandalorian, we must never go into battle unarmed. Because our battle is not physical, it is spiritual. Always be prepared. Always be girded up. Always have the Word in you. No matter what comes. Whenever trouble comes, what's the first thing that comes out of your mouth? Is it worry or is it the Word of God? That will tell you where you stand. One of the oaths that they do is the Mandalorian, whenever they take the oath, is they say they will never remove their helmet in front of others. It is a sign of commitment to the code. The question is, when we're in front of others, what are we removing spiritually? Are we keeping our armor on? Are we laying down our shield of faith whenever trouble comes? Whenever we scroll through social media? Whenever we see trouble? Are we taking off our helmet of salvation in the workplace? Are we doing things dishonorable? Are we doing things that God will not approve of, even though we're on the time clock? Just because you swipe a card don't mean you stop being a Christian. Are you still living the code in front of your coworkers? Well, I can't. You know, they just don't feel comfortable. Good. Good. If they don't feel comfortable around you, that means you're doing your job. Your spirit will utterly, utterly annoy every demon that's around. Shine like the sun. Make darkness flee. It is scared of you. Not the other way around. That's why the devil don't want us to know the Word. It's the very power that defeated him. Jesus didn't have to do nothing but speak the word. The word of God is the final authority. That's it. Suit up daily. Every morning. Be in prayer. Every morning, suit up. Don't step into life's battle zones without the armor of God. This is the way. Say it with me. This is the way. Amen. The creed and the Christian conviction. The Mandalorians live by a creed. It's not just about surviving. It's about identity and legacy. Our creed is the great commandment. Love God with all your heart, soul, and mind in Matthew 22:37-38. Also, we have another great commission. We have the great commandment. We have the great commission. Go and make disciples of all nations. Matthew 28:19. We live not just for ourselves, but to represent Christ to the world. Our identity is not in what we do, but in who we belong to. So ask yourself, in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, I have been crucified with Christ, I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. Ask yourself today, are we living the creed? Or are we just fans of the faith? That's tough. And not followers of the way. To be a disciple, simply means one that's like the teacher. Are you walking the way of Christ today? Mandalorians also have a community and brotherhood. Mandalorians are fiercely loyal to their clan. They protect one another. They raise each other's children, bear each other's burdens. Acts chapter 2, verse 42-47 shows us clearly in the early church doing the same. They devoted themselves to fellowship. That's what we're doing tonight. We come together. We recharge one another. We encourage one another. And if someone's got a problem, we encourage one another. I thank God for the people who stood by me and encouraged me when I'm having troubled times. I'll do the same for you. Because it could easily reverse the other way around. You can't do it alone. That's why we have a brotherhood. That's why we have a clan. When one of us suffer, we all suffer. That's in the brotherhood. That's in the clan. We love one another. We're supposed to support one another. Supposed to defend one another. Not just kick him when he's down. Kick her when they're down. You pray for those people. That could be any one of us at any time. That's part of being in fellowship. Part of having a brotherhood and a community. That's what the church is. That's what Jesus died for. We also should devote ourselves to prayer. Prayer for one another. Your prayers may be the reason I'm here today. My prayers could be the reason you're here today. I don't know. I stand on faith when I pray for you. And I hope you stand on faith when you pray for me. That's what being a brother and a sister is all about. That's what being family is all about. The early church also broke bread like Jesus commanded. Share one another. Feed one another. There is nothing I like better than having a good conversation over a good meal. Me and Austin know what that's like, don't we, brother? We just recently went to Cloud 9. Good food. Good community. Good fellowship. You know what we talked about? We talked about the Lord. We talked about good times. And you know what? We left there feeling better than what we wanted because we had a good time. That's what it's about. And you can do that as a Christian. You don't always have to meet up here. Go out and have a little fun. Clean fun. You can have clean fun. Jesus didn't always say, well, it's always just a boring old way. We always have to be doing this or doing that or staying away from everything else. Jesus wants you to be blessed. Jesus wants you to be happy. If not, it ain't worth it. Be like every other religion. You just go through the motions and not really have any change in your life. The other church also, they cared for each other's needs. The Bible makes it clear. If you have means to meet someone's needs and you shut up your vows and you don't meet it, you don't have the love of God inside of you. We are to help one another. And one of the missions that we do, IMO, you don't know what it's like till you've seen true hunger in the world. How much one single meal means to somebody. And when Jesus gave the example of Judgment Day, whom did you feed? Whom did you clothe? Who are we feeding? Who are we clothing? Or are we just here just because of a social club? Are we taking what Jesus gave us freely, or are we taking it to the rest of the world? Are we caring for other people's needs, no matter who they are? If it's a human being, that is a creation of God. We are to love them. We are to help them. We are to show them the love of God. We're not meant to live in isolation. Christianity is not a solo mission. It is a team effort. Brotherhood, community. Galatians 6:2, carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. Simple. Help each other out. You see somebody struggling, lift them a hand. Don't look down on them unless you're actually helping them up. Don't judge them. Don't sit and gossip about them. Be there for them. Show them, because I know Jesus would be there and say, come. You know, let's walk this path. Jesus is all about forgiveness. The challenge for this, are you connected to your spiritual clan? Are you bearing someone's burden? Or are you too busy carrying your own? Think about that. Those are questions that I really want you all to think about and answer. And most importantly, the Christian, as well as the Mandalore, always thinks of the next generation. Thank you, Austin. The most important relationship that we have in the Mandalorian is Din Djarin and Grogu, which is affectionately known as Baby Yoda. Baby Yoda, or Grogu, was what they call a foundling in the Mandalorian culture. Foundlings are a responsibility of the person who found them. They are to raise them up in the way. And once they get old enough to take the oath, they choose whether they will follow the creed or whether or not. So that is the symbol we have here. Likewise, we are called to make disciples and invest in the next generation. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2, and the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable people who will also be qualified to teach others. There's always, until Jesus comes back, there's always a next generation that needs to be ready to take your place. Because without it, the church is false. We're not called just to walk the way, we're called to show the way to others. That could be your very children. That could be someone who maybe you've adopted. That could be someone who maybe could be a protege. You know, pastor's investing time in me and Austin right now. We're younger than him. You know, he's showing us the way. He's teaching us many things. Allowing us to preach. Allowing us to go out. And if he sees us we're doing something bad, sees we're messing up, you better believe he will correct us. That is the way. Brother Rick here, I've learned many things from him. He is the elder of this church. I respect his authority as the elder of this church. He's taught me a lot of things. And I always thank your lessons, and I appreciate your advice. That's the way we should all be. If you don't treat what you know as something to be prideful in. It's great that you know it, but teach it to somebody else. That's what it's there for. It's not there just to hoard up and be puffed up and, you know, like, you know, I'm better than you. You're not. Jesus was no respecter of person. He died for everybody. We've all got our jobs. We've all got our roles. And our rewards will be how we follow our call. So this challenge is, who are you discipling for the next generation? Who are you bringing along with you in the faith? And in closing, let's recap with the Mandalorian lifestyle, the way it will inspire a Christian's walk. We are to follow a sacred code, which is live by God's word. Wear your armor daily. Stay battle ready. Never leave home without it. Live by a creed. Our creed is love God, love others. Live by that. Commit to your clan. Your clan is the church. You should be ready to defend her. You should be ready to fight for her at any time. This is our clan. This is our family. Bring them in. The family should always grow. Take out what you know from here. Take it out into the world. start some new discipleship. Disciple the next generation. Leave a legacy. Raise them up in the way they will go, and they will not depart from it. When Dan Jaron says this is the way, it is more than words. It's identity, sacrifice, and a mission. As believers, we could say the same, not with pride, but with humility. I follow Jesus. This is the way. Say it with me. This is the way. All right, you go ahead and stand to your feet. I appreciate everyone listening tonight. It's been an honor as always. If any of you all here want to join the way, all it's simple is walking forward, just accepting Jesus and what he did, believing who he is, and your sins can be forgiven. You'll have the best night's sleep you ever had. I remember the first night I got saved. It's the best. It's the peace is just without understanding. So if that's you, you want to know what it's like to have the peace of Christ on your heart, and you haven't experienced that yet, you can experience it tonight. As long as there's breath in your body, you can repent. People think that they're beyond forgiveness. Jesus would have forgave Judas if he had repented. That's how far that Jesus' forgiveness goes. You have not gone too far. As long as there's breath and life in your body, you can be saved. Hallelujah. That's the beauty of Christianity. That's the beauty of what Jesus did. All it does is take confessing with his mouth and receive him in your heart. That's the best miracle that God offers in salvation. Hallelujah. I'll tarry just for a moment. If there's anyone else out there and you need prayer, anything you need to pray over, I'd be happy to pray with you and pray in agreement. Or two or three agree, it'll be done unto them. We believe in that. We believe in all the Bible. We stand in faith with you. All right. I believe that gives everybody blessed. Hallelujah. Thank you very much. I'll turn it over to Austin. He will say the blessing, and I appreciate y'all. Thank you.